Read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Reince Priebus has said he will not run for Paul Ryan's seat this fall. Priebus said in an interview that the timing couldn't be worse for him personally. The former White House chief of staff and RNC chairman has been working at a private law firm. Also not running for Paul Ryan's seat is Robin Voss, who is under scrutiny for a free trip to London. The trip was paid for by the conservative GOPAC Education Fund, which funds educational trips for state lawmakers. Accompanying Voss on the trip were two out-of-state lobbyists from the title loan company Loan Max. Critics of title loans warn the promise of easy credit is often tied to cyclical debt. Tomorrow is Milwaukee Day. Don't forget to support Milwaukee businesses and check out Milwaukee bands to celebrate. Read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. A fundraiser to honor Jane Pettit raised over $400,000 on Wednesday. Pettit was a well-known philanthropist that passed away in 2001. She donated the money to build the Bradley Center, named for her father, Harry Lind Bradley, the co-founder of Allen Bradley Company, which is now Rockwell Automation. Tomorrow is Milwaukee Day. Don't forget to support Milwaukee businesses and check out some Milwaukee music to celebrate. And the Brewers face the Mets tonight at 6:10 in New York. The Bucks take on the Celtics this Sunday in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. The Milwaukee Board of School Directors selected MPS Administrator Dr. Keith Posley to serve as interim superintendent effective May 21st. Current superintendent Darian Driver announced she is stepping down to become CEO of United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Reince Priebus has said he will not run for Paul Ryan's seat this fall. Priebus said in an interview the timing couldn't be worse for him. The former White House chief of staff and RNC chairman has been working at a private law firm. Read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Robin Voss is under scrutiny for a free trip to London. The trip was paid for by the conservative GOPAC Education Fund, which funds educational trips for state lawmakers. Voss said part of the motivation to visit London was his admiration for Winston Churchill. Tomorrow is Milwaukee Day. Don't forget to support Milwaukee businesses and check out some Milwaukee music to celebrate. The Brewers face the Mets tonight at 6:10 in New York. And the Bucks take on the Celtics this Sunday in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Weather and out. Highs today in the low 40s with scattered showers. Overnight low of 33 degrees. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted.